Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Ultimate Fan Experience. I am your host, the Ultimate Fan, and man, I have been excited about this since I got the news, and I have the owners of the Houston Texans, Cal and Hannah. Welcome to the Ultimate Fan Experience.
Thanks for having us.
My heart's like, I was telling you guys, my heart's like pounding on my chest a little bit, but you guys have done an amazing job with, you know, bringing back the interaction with the fans. You started the fan council, which I'm so happy to be on, man. It was an amazing experience.
Thanks for helping us with the jerseys.
It was, oh.
Yeah. Yours looks good.
I like it.
Looks good, right?
That looks good.
Man. Oh, man. Putting them on was just really cool. The fans reacted to some of the jerseys. I mean, they love the H-Town jersey, but the night that I wore the all red, they were like,
it's
fire.
All red.
It is fire, you know, and I told everybody I've been excited about this since, you know, we had talked at the H-Town party and you're like, Ultimate, how is it, you know, seeing the horn on there? And I was like, that's amazing. You're like, how'd you like seeing it on the helmet? And I was like, even better, you know,
with the chrome.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, it's just
beautiful.
I can't wait for that game, the Battle Red game. It's going to be amazing. I think
that was yours. You like the chrome.
I like the chrome, but yeah, you have to approve everything. So
right,
let's be clear. Cal also liked the chrome.
Of course, you know. So I know when we went to the reveal, and of course we're all sitting there like signing NDAs. You can't say nothing, can't do nothing. Don't say anything, keep it quiet. And I'm like, but it's so hard. And then the next morning we wake up and we see this picture of this guy with the jersey on. And you went right to Reddit. And you were like, nah, this is not how a reveal goes. Let me give you a little taste of that. What was like going through your mind when you saw that picture, when that picture came out, and you were just like, man, like, it's hard to keep a secret, but.
Dead gum, it's hard to keep a secret. Yeah, we worked really hard and wanted to surprise everyone. But, you know, we got together, put our heads together, and decided we would kind of attack it head on and do it that way and let the folks open the curtain back and let the folks see what the uniforms look like a little bit on our players.
Yeah.
And so I thought they looked really good.
They
and
did.
A great input from everyone on how that response, because we had a pretty active debate on how to respond to that.
Yeah, and I'm sure it had to be quick, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean, the release, the picture that got released, I was like, man, dude, of course they'd have to release the smallest dude. It would like, no.
I mean.
Was one, yeah. I was like, man, why? I could have done a better reveal of just putting the jersey on than that, you know?
I think his socks were rolled up or something.
Crew socks.
Oh, yeah. it was a horrible release, and it was
maybe
like a brick wall
socks
in the back, and I was like, where is he? At like abandoned warehouse or something? It was crazy.
I mean, with an iPhone that just, you need to clean the lens at least.
Yeah,
was,
exactly. Like, did you breathe
there
heavily on that?
Right.
But what was amazing to me is that after that leaked, and then we showed more uniforms.
Yeah.
And then we had the big party following that up a couple weeks later.
Right.
The interest and the enthusiasm from the fans that were there, even though they had already seen the uniforms,
right,
were just off the charts. Yeah. It was amazing.
And
it was,
on our players. I mean, that you guys, yes, when you saw it was on models, but to,
yeah,
have all of our current players come out in the uniforms, yeah, changed the way it looked and it felt and the vibe.
Of
it's
course.
Just different.
Yeah. And I mean, when you guys showed a video of all of them, you know, putting the stuff on and the excitement they were on, I was like, man, that's a cool feeling.
Well, they're the first to wear these things. And
yeah,
so we have a history of keeping uniforms for a long time, and I'm sure we'll keep these for a while, but maybe some tweaks here and there. But these guys are the first to put on these new uniforms that we haven't changed in 20 years. And so being the first ones, I think they're really excited about it. So,
and I tell you what, I was so happy to be the first one to get it inked on me, by the
yeah,
way.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, like,
I've been admiring that.
Did you do it at the event or did you do
no,
it before?
No, I did it we almost 5 days before.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, hey, wear long sleeve shirts. Don't let people see it and stuff like that. You know how hard it is to be in the gym with long sleeve shirts? Whew, it is not easy.
I wear them all the time. Yeah, I wear them all the time.
I was like, yes.
Yeah.
He wears long sleeve at training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. That's I was blistering hot out there. It was like, and then of course one of the days I wore the H-Town colors, and it's black on
dark.
Well, yeah, just a dark blue, but I was like, man, this is, whew, it was
I was doubled up on shirts yesterday at the cookout, so it was pretty warm.
So the second part of that question is, so after that release, you know, and then all of a sudden, bam, the helmet comes out, the H-Town helmet. And I loved how, you know, like the dog, the chain. I mean, you put the hat on and I was like, oh man, these H-Town colors were popping.
You know how that happened? So we are having, so every year at the season premiere, we auction off a grill at our house, Cal Barbecues. And so right when we were there, that was why there was a whole pit there and everything. They said, oh, this got leaked. We were trying to figure out what happened. Cal puts the chain on, the dog's right there, takes the photo, lets it go.
He's a natural, awesome. This dog.
Yeah, he was.
He's a beautiful dog.
Beautiful dog.
Yeah, and I mean, once I saw the leak, I was like, man, dude, these guys can't keep... I was like, I'm doing a really good job of keeping a secret here.
You know? Are.
Even my wife at some time, she was like, you got to tell me. And I'm like, I can't. I signed too many NDAs. I'm not getting in trouble for this, you know? She's like, I'm your wife. And so eventually I kind of let it go to her, but I was like, you got to keep this quiet. You can't
say
anything.
I agree.
You
got to tell your wife.
Wait, who's our attorney? Did he hear that he leaked to his wife?
But nope, you did not hear that. That's, we're going to edit this part out.
Spousal privilege.
Spousal privilege.
There you
got
go.
It.
Let's see.
Okay.
There, thank you, Hannah. I appreciate
you
that.
Better be telling me everything.
I don't have NDAs.
Well, coming up after that was draft. You know, the draft party, which was amazing, by the way. You know, it was...
Change of location.
Yeah.
Good. That's
well,
good
I mean, I was there for that, but I was like, where, when we went to the, was it the theater, right? Is where it was at. But the one with CJ and Will, where you guys went one,
yes.
You know, two and three. How much involved in that were you? Because when I talked to you, you were like, get ready. Just be ready on your toes tonight. You don't ever know where we're going to go. We can move up. We can move down. How did the talks go? They're like, we really want CJ, but we want Will. You know, I mean, how did all that go down?
Well, they wanted to.
Cal just said, okay.
Whatever. they liked those two guys in the draft, and they wanted to figure out how to come away with those two guys, and they felt like they would be cornerstones to the foundation moving forward for a long, long time, and they were made up of all the right things we were looking for, and
yeah.
So they were really convicted, and then it actually all happened during the phone call after the first pick that we had.
Yeah.
And so that's when all the action happened, and we were in there with them for that, and it was really exciting. But came away two guys, and I think they're two great picks, two great individuals, and two great
rookie of the year.
Offensive rookie of the year, and all
we
kinds of records.
Coach of the year, too.
Well, I mean, we missed it by that much.
Oh,
so.
And D'Amico's going to get it eventually. You can't be that good and not eventually get recognized for
did
that.
He got Pro Football Writers of America,
yes.
Coach of the Year. So.
And so, I mean, it's a good start, yeah. to an awesome career as a head coach. You know, I was thrilled when you guys brought him in. I wish I could have made it over to, you know, introduce myself again to him, but when I saw him at training camp first season and he was like, Ultimate, you're still here, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere, man. I'm glad you're back, you know. But to have a guy like that be a player on the team for so long and to come back and coach, like, how did that go down, you know? Like, you're just like, man, D'Amico's our guy kind of thing.
Well, he was our guy when we drafted him, right?
Yeah.
And he stepped into the team and took over leadership of the defense and really of the whole team. Was a terrific leader when he played for us. And when we lost him, our locker room felt the difference. And so I noticed that and talked to our GM at the time about how, you know, the leaders like that, we gotta keep them because they make such an impact,
yeah.
on the team. And so then he finished his playing career and started coaching. And so I watch a lot of coaches because, yeah. you never know. So just to have a good understanding of who the really talented ones. And his name kept coming up over the years, and I was watching him, and he just continued to move up the coaching ladder, yeah. if you will. He started at the very bottom.
Right.
Worked his way up and then led a really good defense. And
yeah, the Eagles, man. I mean, to have that happen and then go to the 49ers
yep.
and make their defense good. And I'm like, I wonder what he's going to do for ours. And that, I think last year kind of proved.
Yeah. He's a talented
yeah,
coach with such a high football IQ. And then he relates to the players and he's a leader that
absolutely.
We've seen for a long time. And,
and
so
I
we're glad he's here.
Yeah. Me too. Absolutely.
His defense flies around.
They do. They love
it's
playing.
It's max yeah. effort all the time.
I got a little thing for you. I thought you guys might like. it's kind of doing the yearbook, right? We're actually going to do what the players are. And we'll start with, like, best dressed player.
What's the criteria?
CJ in a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's fun.
That was a good one. I like
that. Yeah, he looked great.
That looked really good.
Boots, the whole outfit.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I was, to tell you the truth, it was very cool to see you chugging beer.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you put one down pretty quick.
Did you see that?
I think the whole universe saw that. I think it was on social media within the first 3 minutes of you doing it. But yeah.
That was so much fun.
Don't be apologetic for it. I was actually proud of you chugging that thing.
Let's talk about the punt of the can.
That was a good kick, too, man.
That was the part that shocked
me. A good 45-yarder, man.
He wanted the whole team to do it, and I said, they're in training. They can't do that.
Right?
He says, well, who's going to do it? And I said, well, I'll take one for the team.
Right.
And so, but yeah, I put a pretty good kick on it. And,
I said, when did you decide you were going to kick it? He goes, when the beer was about right here.
Right. I was thinking, man, if he kicks it and slips and does like a Charlie Brown, I was like, oh, no.
It could have gone very wrong.
Later.
It could have gone bad. It was Luke's can, just to be clear. I have no ownership of the can or the contents. That was all his.
Most energetic on game day.
Oh. Ooh, that's hard.
Can we still say Brian Cushing?
I know. I just think of Brian Cushing.
President. Yeah, you can go presser. Yeah.
Brian Cushing.
My
Easy.
Goodness, man. I just wish you could bottle that energy up sometimes.
His kids are at school with our kids and playing football.
And he's like coaching and stuff now too, right? I mean, he's interacting a lot with the coaches.
We're trying to pull him in more. You can't have an NFL defensive mind on the sideline. You got to put him in.
Put me in, coach.
There you go. Put me in, coach. Biggest prankster.
Well, you remember On the Nose? I'm going back in time. Connor Barwin and Sean Coney. They were awesome. They were so much fun.
The videos alone were pretty top. The Hawaiian shirts, the whole nine yards. Yeah, I remember those.
One where they dressed in just a jacket and a tie for your dad. And then he goes, what do I call you? Bobby Mack. And your dad goes, Mr.
McNair.
It's probably the best for him.
That was awesome.
It was probably an easy one. Most likely to become a coach.
Oh, Aziz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
Sorry.
Point, counterpoint.
Okay.
Case Keenum.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Case was your guy. I'm kind of shocked here.
She's a little disappointed on this, right?
No, I just went to following D'Amico.
Oh, Mike Backer. Yeah, true.
There you go.
And he's a coach on the field. He really is.
Yeah. I see that, you know, just the way he's working with everybody. Everybody loves Case. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Best dancer.
Ooh, I like the CJ Tank duo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
It was funny because my wife and I were doing some trivia the other day, and the guy started playing CJ's song, right? And I'm just...
You start doing it, don't you? You can't help it.
And my wife goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, you better learn this really quick. I was like, this is going to be played a lot in the stadium. I could... Trust me, you are going to want to learn how to do this. She's like, what do I do? And I started playing video with CJ doing. I was like, just learn how to do it, babe. Best mentor. And you kind of already did that one, but.
I'll tell you, there are so many leaders right now in the locker room, which was intentional on, you know, D'Amico and Nick's part. So that's hard. I think every room has a leader and a mentor. So linebackers, it's Aziz. In the DBs, it's Ward.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Hunter, I had saw him
after
practice working on pass moves with the other DNs. That was just amazing.
Yeah.
Receivers. Diggs.
Yeah, Diggs. Yeah, I saw him. You know, he's just working
and
with
Woods.
Everybody.
Woods.
He's terrific. And LT on the O-line is just helps
Speaking
everyone.
Speaking of fashion.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, right? Most likely to become a broadcaster.
You give Brevin Jordan the microphone and look out.
He's so
really?
Fun.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yep.
Great he's done that mic. At the premiere.
Yes.
For a couple
he's
times, right?
Mic.
Yeah.
Nice. I have a little trivia for Cal and Hannah. We'll see how this goes, right?
She's better at trivia than I am.
I don't know.
No doubt.
When Greg came on, we leaned on each other. Killed it. I was like, I
Did
couldn't
you give
I
him
barely
easy questions?
Even. No. Some of them were actually, I didn't even know at first. And then he was like blurting out the answers before I'm halfway down.
He better know them.
Right? That's what I told him. I'm like, dude, you've been there since the beginning. Like, you should know all of this stuff, right? Let's start with the first question, which I don't think is going to be too hard. The 2000.
What?
Cheater?
What?
Flag? No. 2014, the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner featured which Texan player?
Arian Foster.
Yeah.
There we go. See? Not that right? bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Nice.
He looked great in that movie, but
he did.
Very talented.
Yes. And I mean, just, you know, the whole Browns thing, I thought that was kind of a cool thing with Jim Brown and stuff. So it was,
for you.
Well, not for me. I'm
Ohio boy.
Didn't do that for any of the other teams lately.
Thank a Brown. Have you thanked a Brown lately?
I don't. Well, I thank him for coming and getting their tushes beat. Yeah. In the playoffs.
I thank him for all of our players.
Oh. 2002, the Texans became just the second expansion team since 1960 to do what?
Win their opening game.
Win their opening game.
Good job. Yes.
You beat me.
Beat her.
She beat me to the buzzer.
That's fine. But it's all good. The Houston Texans, the Houston Texans' first ever shutout win on December 26th of 2014 was against who?
Wait. Omar, give us a hint.
Hold on.
Which year?
2014?
They're in our division.
14?
Jags.
Yes.
Jags.
You are. And it was 21-0.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
2004.
Four.
Oh, I thought you said 2014.
You
I was
said
like,
14.
Oh, I did. That was my misspelling.
No wonder.
Oh, we can go on.
We almost had a shutout.
2004. That was my bad. We can edit that one out. We still got it, right?
We're not editing
anything. No, you need to leave that one in there.
Because I fumbled, yeah. And when I mess up, yeah, it's not a good one, right? All right. The Texans' record for the most receptions in a game by a wide receiver is a tie between Andre Johnson and which receiver? It was against Atlanta in 2019, and I got that date right.
It's not 19. Hopkins, was it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, not Will Fuller.
Yes.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
14 receptions.
Will was good, but had some injuries. Mm-hmm. Man, he could fly.
He could. Whew. He's like that kid you want to put Stick'Em on.
Yes. Yes.
He could fly. Yeah. Just had to catch him all.
Yeah. The only Texans player to ever catch 3 interceptions in one game.
Hmm.
Name that player.
Is it Aaron Glenn?
No.
Dadgummit.
Man, it's close to the name, but.
Not J.J.
You said Aaron Glenn, more like Glover Quinn.
Oh.
Glover. We just saw him.
We just saw him.
Right? We just saw GQ from a safety spot. Yes. Well done. Yeah.
The season premiere is coming up.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yes. I'd love to hear about it. You know, I know when I got to go a couple of years back, it was very exciting getting to mix it up with the players and getting to, you know, play a little craps and win a little bit of money. And
money.
Money. With chips. Chips.
We can't gamble. For good.
Well, yeah, we can. We can. You can gamble for charity.
Yes, there you
and
go.
That's what this is for, right? It's a lot of charity.
For the Texans Foundation.
Yeah. Yes.
So you went the inaugural year?
Yes, I was the inaugural, and then that was the one I got to go to, and it was so much fun. You know, just interacting. You guys did a great job in that. So, is it kind of you got a little bit
next
more
next week? Yes. We're sold out,
of course,
which is exciting. Having third year in a row.
Yeah.
So it used to be a luncheon. And it was pretty short, not a lot of interaction, but there's only a couple events a year that all the players come to. Mm-hmm. But this one, we wanted to turn it into an evening event because it's the one time you introduce the roster.
The right. full roster.
The full
yeah,
roster.
The full roster. Right.
So, you know, cuts will happen and then the event happens. And so you introduce the team. You raise the funds for the foundation, which is going to flag football.
Yes.
So this is next week, the 29th, at the stadium, on the field. No rain.
You should be there, but you can't because it's
sold out. So the first year we did it, we doubled what we ever raised, biggest event we've ever raised. So we doubled it that year. And then we've doubled it every year since then. And I think this year is definitely going to break records. So. We thank everyone for their support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's awesome. And great then, event.
Yeah, it is. And the food was delicious. I mean,
good food.
Good food.
Good entertainment.
Good company. For sure. you know, because we were actually side by side on the craps table for a little bit, you know.
I think and I still have that photo.
I was
learning
sober.
Craps. It's really fun.
It is.
Once
fun.
You get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that game, one of the most fun people to play that game with is Travis Johnson.
Oh, craps. Yeah.
Craps.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He is really
Trap
fun.
Was there.
Travis and Andre at the craps table.
Yes.
So much fun.
Yeah. So you get up in the morning. You know, you're getting ready for the game. You head out. There's a tailgate you got to go to. There's a drink you got to have. There's something you're going to eat. Where are you going to party at for, you know, right before the game starts?
We are so boring.
Cal's like, I'm making burgers at the house and we're going to the game.
I know. You want to hear our routine?
Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Our routine.
The McNair's routine.
Go for it.
First of all, he hates it if I plan anything on a Saturday night because mm-hmm. he's like, I got to get ready for game day, get my mind right. I don't want to be entertaining people or doing anything. Saturday night, he's got to get ready for Sunday.
Right. Early bedtime.
Right. It depends. If it's a travel game, we know what time we got to wake up, you know, board the
plane. Sometimes it's early.
Sometimes it's pretty early.
Yeah.
Get dressed, go. We have all the kids ready and we caravan to the stadium with Cal's mom.
Okay.
We get there about 10 o'clock. We go up to the suite. Cal, we view the field and see what's going on, see if there's anything we need to answer from staff or anything else that may be going on logistic-wise. And then Cal eats breakfast. I can't eat because I'm too nervous. I can't eat before games.
And I'll have an omelet.
An omelet. He does. He has to have his omelet.
It's
he
10
sits
o'clock.
In the same chair every time. And then he finishes. We go down to the field, pregame routine. Kids are on the sideline throwing the football. And then we are down there usually for the national anthem, maybe a couple of plays. We go up. I probably eat maybe about halftime.
Okay.
So, because I have
on the score,
kind of
right?
a – it does, yes, but I also can tell what kind of game is happening. So
right.
then I feel – a little bit more at ease to eat.
Ice cream in the fourth quarter.
Of course.
Not
that's
me.
A celebration.
But
especially this year.
No alcohol beverages. We don't drink at games. Contrary to a meme out there about me.
Ah, the memes aren't true.
I've never
don't
drank
you
at
talk
a game.
Bad about Hannah.
Don't believe a meme you see.
Right. Well, I mean, I went in early even earlier than I normally am. So I was in at actually like 10:30 because it was so hot outside.
Yeah.
I got in there.
We cranked it up. So you
and I'm sure you did. And I heard, I don't know what kind of gun that was that you guys fired.
Fireworks.
Off. Was it a firework that you let off? Because it sounded like a cannon.
We have a cannon
from
too.
Inside the stadium, it sounded
it
like the cannon was on the roof.
Scare you into the stadium?
I was already in the stadium when I heard. I was like, "Man, you're going to knock one of those panels off."
Another one, yeah,
another
right?
One, right?
No,
we don't want to do
don't
that.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it.
I know because the panel right now is like right on my view, and I'm like, I walked home, and as I'm walking in, I got sunburn on my face, and I couldn't take my paint off, or you know, well, I
hopefully
take it
only
off,
one more game with that one.
That's it, and it's okay. I don't mind the. I don't mind it at all. And I can only say that the experience that I've had at the stadium, win or lose, has always been a good one. But I will say congratulations to you guys on bringing the H back to H-Town. I mean, I'm so happy that, you know, this is going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see you guys in the games, man, and get some dubs underneath our belt, man.
We'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Let's go.
Bright and early. I will
Let's
be
go.
There.
Our favorite into a game day is a W.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
And then high-fiving the guys as they come off.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been on the Ultimate Fan Experience with the owners of the Houston Texans. I am so excited. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate it. And we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
You.